Iron Man 3, starring Robert Downey Jr., qualifies as what you might call a double-dip sequel. It's the third movie in the Iron Man series, but it's also a follow-up to The Avengers, presumably the first of many. It opens at midnight at thousands of theaters in this country, but because it opened last week in dozens of other countries, it already has more than $250 million in the bank. Bob Ondello says he hopes that cheers up its leading man.
You know, I think this bummed-out superhero thing is catching. Depressed Bat Guy, brooding Spider Dude, even the Man of Steel seems existentially troubled in previews. And smart-alecky Iron Man is, well, just listen.
I'm Tony Stark. I build neat stuff. I got a great girl. And occasionally, save the world. So why can't I sleep?
Actually, we know why. That Avengers dust-up with the aliens last summer would leave anyone anxious. It's giving Tony Stark panic attacks every time somebody says New York. And now, with his super buddies occupied elsewhere, a pontificating bad guy has surfaced who might as well be named Osama bin Mandarin.
Today is the first day of what's left of your life.
Mandarin keeps blowing stuff up, including innocent civilians, and, well, lack of sleep will make even a superhero say things in public he probably shouldn't.
Here's my home address. 10880 Malibu Point, 90265.
Not the zip code. Now he can find you, which, of course, he does. Happily, Stark's been working on a nifty new Iron Man app that lets him bond with his body armor one knee pad at a time. There are still a few kinks.
Jarvis, where's my flight power?
Working on it, sir. This is a prototype.
But his robot pal is good at working them out in real time, for a while at least. Robert Downey Jr. has always put You're Not the Boss of Me adolescence into playing Stark, so it's fun that Iron Man 3 gives him an actual adolescent to play with, a lonely kid named Harley who finds Iron Man in his garage and treats him a lot like Elliot treated E.T. I'm going to guess that was new writer-director Shane Black's idea. He's the guy who revitalized action movies a couple of decades ago with his script for Lethal Weapon, and his recipe here is similar. Snappy dialogue, momentarily startling plot twists, and lots of stuff blowing up. The film has some fun character-based surprises. Who knew Stark's girlfriend Pepper spent so much time at the gym, for instance? And I don't think this qualifies as a spoiler. An entirely conventional blow-everything-to-smithereens conclusion. Looks like a fireworks display, which is either hubris or simply appropriate for an early May release that has every intention of hanging around theaters until the 4th of July. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR News.